another day on death row. What makes death row death row is, aside from the ultimate sentence, the soul-sucking sameness of every day, day after day after day, in utter isolation. I've written about that in my book, Live from Death Row. But sometimes something happens, perhaps a small thing, that marks a day off from its brothers, setting it apart in memory. Today was such a day. Shortly after the 10th hour in the morning, I heard the voice of a man, heavily Spanish accented, calling me. I looked up, walked to the door, and saw his tightly constricted face at his door. He was holding something and saying something in broken English that I could barely make out. It didn't help that it's hard to hear through the cell doors anyway, so I tried focusing on the sounds I was hearing. Hice más, hice más, you know, my fool. I looked, squinted, and sure enough, he was holding a grayish, dead mouse by the tail. He was excited and angry, and as usual, his English went into Spanish at such times. Other Puerto Rican brothers took to the door, and the block resounded to Spanish exclamations of disbelief, and when they saw what he was holding, anger. Turns out that this man, a relative newcomer to death row, he was eating, spooning grub to his mouth while he watched TV, and didn't see the mouse before it went into his mouth. A dead poisoned mouse was apparently placed on the tray. By whom? One can only speculate. As he was showing it to other guys on the block, a guard rushed in with another tray. The man, understandably, was not mollified and demanded to see a white shirt or ranking prison official to make sure it got reported. As I was writing this report, the man was in the prison infirmary, possibly to see if he ingested poison with his Sunday lunch. Life on death row is often life where others treat you as cheaply as did the judicial system that sent you here. It's a picture from one day in the life of a guy on death row in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. One man among hundreds who, fighting for his life and freedom, finds what may be a threat to his life in a food tray. From death row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.